the past week's parsha was Parshas Va'era, and in Parshas Va'era we have the Dalad Lashonis Shel Geula, the four expressions of redemption. Pasuk says, "V'chein," Hashem says to Moshe, "V'chein Amor LeBnei Yisrael Ani Hashem." Therefore, say to Bnei Yisrael, "I am Hashem." Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, and I will take you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. Vitzalti eschem me'avidosam, and I will save you from their service. Vigoalti eschem mizroyan etuya, uveshvatim gedolim, and I will liberate you with an outstretched arm, and with great justice. And I will take you to me as a nation. And I will be to you as a God. So here you have four expressions. Voitzesi, I will take you out. Vihitzalti, I will save you. Vigoalti, I will liberate you. And Vilakachti, and I will take you. But the pasuk concludes, V'yedatem, and you will know, ki ani Hashem elokeichem, that I am Hashem, your God, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, who takes you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. So, what's difficult here, the Mefarshim have difficulty, is why the pasuk concludes only with, the first expression of Geula. The pasuk concludes V'yedatem, after mentioning all four expressions of Geula. The pasuk concludes, "V'yedatem," and you all know, "Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, that I am Hashem your God, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, that takes you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim." It doesn't say that you will know that I am Hashem your God who saves you from the work, or that liberates you from. It doesn't say ha-matzil eschem, ha-goyel eschem, ha-lekeach eschem. It only says, you will know that I am Hashem your God, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, that takes you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. Why does the pasuk only conclude that our knowledge will be that Hashem is the one that takes us out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim? We also need to understand why the pasuk switches over to the present. The pasuk says, and you will know that I am Hashem your God, hamoitzi eschem, that takes you out. In the present, it doesn't say shoytzei aschem, that I took you out. It says hamoytzi aschem, that takes you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. And we have a mitzvah in the Torah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. The pasuk says, "Mantizkoy es yamtzeischam eretz Mitzrayim kol mechayecha." In order that you should remember the day that you left Mitzrayim every day of your life. So we need to understand why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so important that we should have to remember it every day of our lives. And also, the Mefarshim have difficulty explaining what is the difference between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have on Pesach night and the mitzvah that we have every day of the year to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the special mitzvah on Pesach night if there is a mitzvah every day of the year? We also know that there's a mitzvah loisase to go back to Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Le'sasha v'sa'om Mitzrayim." The nation shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. And another pasuk that also says that we're not to go back to Mitzrayim. What is the iser of going back to Mitzrayim? So this past week I was by a wedding, and I happened to be sitting. I was seated at a table where, and I really didn't know anyone. It was a young, very young, rowdy a group of people, a group of men. And I overheard a conversation at this wedding, as one says to the other, "What are your plans for the Super Bowl?" The other one answered that I plan to come to the party, but this year I want to drink. So I really don't want to drive. So the other one answered, "Okay, so we'll Uber." So it struck me that, you know, I always thought that that people drink because they have a desire to drink, and once they drink, they end up getting drunk. But here it seems like there's a premeditation to get drunk. That's a plan. We're gonna get drunk. And we're talking about, you know, from a young Goliath here. What is the drive to not just to drink, but it seems that people want to get drunk. Here in Illinois, marijuana was legalized on January 1st, and it's it's everybody's up with marijuana the first day of January. There were $3 million in sales in marijuana, and we, the Rabbanim here in Chicago, got together and we put out a statement that according to halacha, one is not allowed to partake of marijuana unless it's for medical purposes. So what is the drive for marijuana? Why are people so excited about it? And what is wrong with it? So I'd like to suggest there's a Chiddush Arim that explains the first expression of Geula, where Hashem says, "I will take you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim." And the Chiddush Arim explains that the word sivlois, besides meaning burdens, can also mean to tolerate, to be civil. And the Chiddush Arim says that the first step in Yetzias Mitzrayim is for Bnei Yisrael to want to leave. As long as Bnei Yisrael are comfortable in Golos, you can't have an exodus from Golos. They have to want to leave. They have to want to leave Golos. But as long as they're tolerating the Golos, they can, and not just tolerating, they're actually quite comfortable in Golos. There's no reason for redemption. So the first expression of Gula is says the Chiddush Arim, "I will take you out from being able to tolerate Mitzrayim. You will no longer be able to tolerate the Golus of Mitzrayim. You will no longer be able to tolerate the Tuma of Mitzrayim." And then after that step, once we have that step, the Klal Yisrael can no longer tolerate the Golos and they want to leave, now we can go on to the next steps of redemption. Now, the word Mitzrayim, the literal definition of the word Mitzrayim, means limitations and boundaries, Mitzorim. Now, each and every one of us, we all have limitations that we set for ourselves, our spiritual limitations, which is basically the limitations that we're comfortable, the spirituality that we're comfortable with. Whether it's the Daf Yomi that we learn every day, that's the amount of learning we're comfortable with, or the extent of the davening that we daven every day, whether it's with a minyan or with the amount of kavana that we have, or how much we daven. then there's the amount of chesed that we do, and so on and so forth. There's a perhaps a subconscious limitation that we place for ourselves that we're satisfied with. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells us, "V'hitzeisi yeschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim." I am going to take you out from being able to tolerate limitations. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, "I'm going to make you conscious of the thirst of your neshama. I'm going to make you conscious of the fact that your neshama isn't satisfied by your limitations. Your conscience will demand more from you." That is what the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us. Meaning that the tachlis, the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is v'yedatem, and you will know ki ani Hashem v'lekechem. This is for all generations to come. You will know ki ani Hashem v'lekechem, that I am Hashem your God. Hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. I am taking you out continuously, presently. I am taking you out from being able to tolerate your limitations. And every yid that has this gnawing conscience that I haven't done enough. I haven't learned enough. I haven't davened enough. I haven't done enough chesed. I haven't grown enough. Every yid that has an neshama has this gnawing conscience that wants them to grow. And that is the yediyah. That is what Hashem is telling us here. This happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will now know that this is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will now know that I am Hashem your God. Hamoitzi eschem. I am continuously taking you out. Mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. You will no longer be able to tolerate limitations. And that's why there's a mitzvah every day. You need to leave your limitation every day of your life. Yesterday's limitation pains your neshama. The fact that you grew yesterday, the fact that you did something more yesterday, can't be a limitation for today. You need to leave your limitations again today and tomorrow again. Your neshama is not satisfied with yesterday's growth. Yesterday's growth is today's limitation. So on Pesach night, we talk about the other lashonis of Gula, the other expressions of Gula. Not only Voitzeisi, we talk about V'hitzalti, V'megoalti, V'lokachti. Every day of the year is the man tizkor is yom tzeischa me'aretz Mitzrayim. Every day of the year we talk about the first expression only. Because every day of the year our neshama is crying out that it wants to leave the limitations. It can't tolerate the limitations. It can't tolerate the mitzvah. And so, in Mitzrayim, after Hashem told them that He's going to make them not be able to tolerate the Tumah of Mitzrayim, there were 4/5 of Bnei Yisrael that still didn't want to leave. And the only way that is possible, after the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "You are no longer going to be able to tolerate the limitations of Mitzrayim, because your neshama is going to be crying out that it wants more. The only way 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were able to disappear into darkness was because they found a way to dull their senses. They found a way to dull their senses to the point that they won't feel that gnawing feeling of emptiness. They won't be able to feel that their cry of their neshama that isn't satisfied with the emptiness. And that's what people are trying to do today. People are trying to get drunk. People are trying marijuana because their neshama is crying out. Their neshama is so dissatisfied with the emptiness of their lives that they need to silence it. They need to dull their senses, whether it's with alcohol or with drugs, so that they shouldn't feel that gnawing feeling of dissatisfaction. But the Torah Kedoshah warns us, don't go back to Mitzrayim. One is not allowed to create limitations for themselves. That's going back to Mitzrayim. One is not allowed to create an addiction for themselves. Creating an addiction is a limitation. It's a servitude. That is going back to Mitzrayim. That is the prohibition of going back to Mitzrayim is the prohibition of using marijuana. That is going back to Mitzrayim. It's creating a new limitation. It's dulling our senses so that we shouldn't feel our intolerance for emptiness. So that we shouldn't feel our intolerance for the limitations that we've set for ourselves. So, our avoda is to listen to our neshamas, to listen to our conscience, and that we should experience our own yetzias Mitzrayim every single day of our lives, to free ourselves of yesterday's limitations by growing more today. And tomorrow we'll be dissatisfied with today's limitations. And every day we should experience a new yetzias Mitzrayim. And by doing so, by liberating ourselves from our own Mitzrayim, that we should be zeicha to be able to leave our own individual physical Mitzrayims and our collective Golos, as the Rebbeinu Shlomo will take us out of this Golos, b'korav b'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.